Welcome to the Grace Podcast, your destination for spiritual inspiration and community connection. We're thrilled to have you join us on this journey of faith, where we delve into the profound teachings of Jesus Christ and explore what it means to live a life filled with love, grace, and purpose. Each episode, we invite you to join us as we hear from our beloved pastors, as well as esteemed guest pastors, who share their wisdom, insights, and personal reflections on navigating life's challenges with faith and resilience. Whether you're a longtime member of our congregation or a curious seeker exploring your spiritual path, the Grace Podcast offers a welcoming space for you to grow in your relationship with God and deepen your connection with our community. Thank you for listening to the Grace Podcast. You can find out more about our church at www.gracecolorado.com.
God is good. Happy are those who take refuge in Him. For the word of God in scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, we proclaim, thanks be to God. Taste and see. Taste and see. If I came up to you and handed you some goodie, you would be like, I'm going to taste that. In fact, I may eat the whole thing, and I'm going to find out it's good. Life and faith are meant to be that tangible, friends. To be alive, to be real, not to just be something that's up in our heads, not to just be something that we feel inside, not just some notion, but something that we actually wrap our hands around, that we wrap our arms around and go, I experience this. I've encountered God. Now, let me give you some background to Psalm 34. And some of you in your Bibles have the little headings over a lot of the Psalms that tell you a little background about it. And for those of you who have that in your Bibles, this one says something like this. A Psalm of David when he left King Abimelech. Now, has anyone heard of King Abimelech? All three of you. Awesome. Fantastic. And the reason why most of you haven't is because it's deep in the book of 1 Samuel, okay? And when you're in 1 Samuel and you're reading about all of this stuff, you usually get stopped somewhere around when David killed Goliath. And everyone stops, and then all the Sunday school curriculum that has existed for decades skips from there to King Solomon. Sometimes some of them include the Bathsheba story. I don't know why we're teaching that to kids, but we jump then to King Solomon, and we just keep plodding through the Sunday school year, right? That's how Sunday school curriculum works. And so you miss people with crazy names like Abimelech, right? Well, who's Abimelech? Well, if you remember in the story, David isn't a king yet. He was a shepherd boy. He slays Goliath. He's serving in King Saul's court. King Saul, he's kind of an up-and-down roller coaster of a person and a ruler. And King Saul gets a little jealous of David, and David has to flee for his life. So where does David, the guy who killed Goliath, flee for his life? He goes to the Philistines. Oh yeah, those guys that, you know, like he had killed, right? And killed their warrior. Well, you gotta think, it's the ancient world, it's a very tribal world, and so you have rival kings even within the Philistine group of people, and King Abimelech is one of those people, and so David takes refuge with him. Well, refuge with the Philistines doesn't turn out to be quite the kind of refuge that anyone would think. Actually, the rest of us would go, David, what were you thinking? Obviously, that's not going to work out for you, okay? And so he ends up there, and he's going, I need to get out of here. But Abimelech's going, oh, you're not going anywhere, son. You're staying here with me because one, I don't want you fighting against me. And two, I want you fighting for me. And so essentially he becomes this conscripted warrior for Abimelech and he doesn't want to have anything to do with it. So David concocts a crazy plan. He's going to act insane. Literally, friends, this is in the Bible. This is why you need to open up the Bible, because I promise you it rivals any plot line of any TV show or movie that exists on planet Earth, okay? You can't make this stuff up. King David's like, you know what? I need to get out of here. I can't do it by force, so I'm going to make them send me away. I'm going to act crazy. I'm going to go insane. And sure enough, David plays crazy. He goes out in the field and acts like an animal and all kinds of stuff. And guess what Abimelech does? Abimelech goes, we got to get this guy out of here. And so Abimelech sends him away. And indeed, David finally gets outside of the little kingdom of Abimelech. And what does he do? He writes this psalm. This psalm of praise, this psalm of gratitude, this psalm extolling the greatness of God. Because what else do any of us do when we have escaped the madness and craziness of life, but to actually sit back and go, I'm safe. I'm okay. God is good. God is here. God is all around. And so David writes this psalm, says, taste and see that the Lord is good, that the Lord is here for me and with me, and the angel of the Lord literally camps around me and saves my very life. Now, you might not be playing crazy and insane in your life. You might just be playing crazy. I mean, I don't know about you, but a lot of times in the middle of the week, I'm going, my life is insane. It's crazy. It's crazy making. It's filled with all kinds of stuff that I'm like, why am I living this way? Anyone ever feel that way? Anyone ever feel just like, oh my goodness, this has got to change in some way, shape, or form. I need to make some changes here because it's literally making me go crazy. And we step out. This is the thing that has to happen. We have to make a choice to actually step out of that crazy making and do something different. And the moment that we do, it all breaks through. Life literally can change based on a choice or a decision. We can step out of the insanity and do something different. And when we do, all of a sudden, friends, you and I look up and look around and begin to see. We begin to hear. We begin to feel. We begin to taste. We even sometimes take a moment to stop and smell the roses, don't we? And realize God is all around. God's been here the whole time. I just failed to see it because of my captivity, because of my craziness, because of whatever's happening in my life and in the world. I mean, we live in a crazy world, don't we? It's a little insane right now out there. And to be able to step out, even for a moment, and create some space. Oh yeah, we call that worship, don't we? We step into this space so that we don't go crazy. And in this space, we're able to breathe. We're able to look around and see and taste. And it's so tangible, so real. I want you to take a moment and think about that. What does it mean for things to be real? To use our senses, to have an encounter, an experience with the divine, with life itself, with the giver of life. To be able to see all of the goodness around us. To hear the voice and sounds of creation. It's why we all live by these mountains, right? Right? So we can see it and we can hear it. We can feel it and experience it. What does it mean for us to quench our thirst in the midst of the deserts of our lives, friends? Any runners in here? Wow, even less than New First Samuel. Okay, wow. Anyone go on a hike? There you go, right? Anyone ever go on a hike and not bring enough water? Yeah, oh yeah, even more hands now, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. And that first moment where you get a hold of some water and it touches your tongue, and it feels otherworldly. Because there's a thing coursing through our veins of death itself. And when we have that water on our tongue, we know in that moment, I'm going to be okay. And it is tangible. It is real. It is coursing through our veins. And you are filled with deep, deep gratitude. Anyone ever be famished and so hungry from whatever is going on in life, whether you had a meal just 6 hours ago or 6 days ago, right? And you have that moment and you see the food and you take it all in, and every bite is made even more real. It's heightened because of the deep sense of hunger that you had before. Anyone been in an MRI? All the sound and craziness of that, right? And you come out of it, right? And all of a sudden, like, you can hear regular again, right? Like, there's not all this deafening noise around you, and there's not all this stuff, right? And all of a sudden, it's just like regular life, and you're like, I'm okay. This is real. Any of you not do well on boats? I don't do well on a boat. I do terrible on boats. I always get seasick. And there's this moment every time I've gone for a long boat ride that I get off of it. It's not just stepping on the land and feeling it. I drop to my knees, friends. I want to feel the ground. I want to touch it. I want to know it's real. Now I'm stepping on my rope. I want to know that it is truly happening. This is my life. It's my salvation. I'm okay. Psychology has taught us that there is one key to a good life. One. I mean, there's several lot of things that you can do to make a good life, but there is a factor that makes all of the other factors actually come alive. One. One word, gratitude. Gratitude. When you and I look around our lives and notice and taste and smell and see and hear and touch, we realize that God is here. In this moment, in this place, in this circumstance, in this situation. Many of you have heard me say something like the following over the years. It's great that we believe that God's everywhere. That's wonderful. It's nice. It's a really good, like, notion up in our brains. And it's true. But no one cares if God is everywhere, if God is not in every here. Because what matters to you and I is God being here now with me in this moment, in this place. I need to know tangibly, not just up in my head, ethereally and abstractly, but right now be able to put my arms around God and go, you are here, right here. And more importantly, I need to feel God's arms around me, holding me. And in those moments, I go, I'm safe. I have reached firm ground. I have received the water of life. I can taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Grace Podcast. If you want to learn more about Grace Presbyterian Church, visit www.gracecolorado.com.